It's about gender-based education as a format for teaching young men, particularly African-American men. The focus of the Urban Education Symposium over the last 6 years has been raising the level of discourse about the plight of African-American males in our public school system. While there has been marked improvement over the last 6 years, still only about, the number of African-American males who enter the ninth grade and graduate 4 years later, that dropout rate or fallout rate is still around something north of 30%. So 1 in 3 of them will not graduate on time in 4 years. We think it's the opportune time. It's past time for us to do something significant to turn the tide in public education for African-American males.
This will be significant. Tunji Williams, you've been tapped to be the new principal at Valor Academy. How will this school be different? And what is it about separating the genders at this age group that you think will make a difference in the graduation rate?
Well, one of the things that we've researched with single gender courses, or should I say single gender campuses, is the removing of the socialization, intense focus on student achievement. In my background, working in single gender, we noticed that when students are pulled away from male-female, they have a tendency to focus more on, more the mechanics or the semantics of learning. It reduces behavior issues. And data shows that students are able to grasp more and explore more when they don't have those distractions.
And if you're just joining the program on this MLK holiday, we want your thoughts about the holiday. We want your questions about Valor Academy, its new gender-based education in Jacksonville, in particular for the city's young African-American males. Give us a call, 549-2937. Cleve Warren, there is precedent in other cities that this model works, in particular Chicago, right?
That's correct. Urban Prep in Chicago, and there are many others around the country, but Urban Prep is probably the model for all our gender-based formats for African-American males in particular. 100% of their graduates go off to college with about an 83%, 85% retention rate. That is fantastic.
And the bar is very high. Academically, you'll set, when this school opens, the expectations for the students will be sky high.
Absolutely. We already looked at the data and saw that students are suffering in reading and math, and they fall far below their ethnic counterparts. Well, our goal is to increase student achievement, but mainly to prepare them for college and mainly to help them proceed and advance the graduation rate, which is abysmal when we look at it compared to the surrounding communities.
What's the timeline, Cleve, for the doors of this school opening? And there's going to be a companion school as well, yes, Virtue Academy, which will be targeted more at young women.
That is correct. The Valor Academy will open this coming August. It will probably be preceded by a summer academy for boys as well. And then a year later, in August of 2015, the all-girls school will open.
What would you say to those who don't like the idea of separating boys and girls, or they're not convinced this is a good plan? To this program.
Well, I would say it's been going on for hundreds of years. You look at West Point, Spelman, Morehouse, and the results are there. It's proven. There's a history of it, so why not here in Jacksonville?
And it's a charter school, so it's a public Duval school, but it's a charter school. The record on charters has been mixed. Some have done better than others. Is there an uphill climb there as well to convince the public that, you know, this is a good place to send your kids?
Well, I think so. And the evidence of the interest in this format in the school itself was never more obvious than it was at this past weekend's school choice initiative at the convention center. What will make Valor and Vassar different in addition to the gender-based formats is just a well-thought-out financial plan and a well-thought-out education plan. So I think it's postured for success.
And what are your questions right now on this Martin Luther King holiday about Valor and Virtue Academy? Two new schools, gender-based public charter schools in Duval County, primarily aimed at a high achievement for the city's young African-American students. We want your calls, 549-2937, to join the show this morning. Let's go to Robin on the west side. Hello, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I really respect what your guests are working to accomplish, and my children are older and They went through the public school system with varying degrees of success. I have two concerns when I think about this specific program. One is, I've always been a supporter of affirmative action, but I can't get my head around it, the school being focused only on African-American young men. I do think that white and all young men are going through a difficult time, the high school years, and that they all do this sort of focus. I love the gender-based separation just because they can't stay focused at that age. And my other concern is about taking these young men who have potential strong leadership skills out of the other schools where they could be desperately needed and could maybe not receive the same development opportunity, but anything would be a boost to the public high schools. So I worry that we're draining the creative people, people with leadership inclinations, into the charter school.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and those are my questions.
Sure. That's Robin on the West Side. Robin, enjoy your holiday. Thanks for the call. Cleve Tungey, it's my understanding that you will accept students of all races.
Absolutely.
That's right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, primarily African-American students, but not exclusively.
No. It is open to all races, any age that fits middle and high school.
And this is interesting, too, that the kids will wear a uniform.
Oh, yes.
Correct?
They will. Yes.
And that's by design.
That's by design. There'll be a shirt and tie every day.
Every day.
And leather shoes and no tennis shoes.
And the data is clear on that. That a lot of the kids might complain, but can you explain a little bit about that? There's data behind this decision, that the wearing of the uniform makes a difference in the climate at the school.
Absolutely, it creates a culture, professionalism, as well as the seriousness of education. We found that when students are dressed for success, they are prepared for success. They actually exude success, and it shows in their academic results.
And the calls are flowing in on this MLK holiday. If you're just joining us, what are your questions about Valor and Virtue Academies? They are opening later this school year, or actually only Valor is this school year, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
We need your calls at 549-2937. Joe in Palm Coast is on the line. Hi, Joe. Go ahead.
My question is, quite a while ago when I first heard about this, the argument was that it was going to be for African-American students and that it was also going to be all African-American teachers. Now, using the same numbers and the same argument, there are Caucasian kids that are not graduating in the four-year period, and would they be opposed to a school that was set up predominantly for all Caucasian children, welcoming anybody that wanted to come in with all Caucasian teachers?
Go ahead, Cleve.
Melissa, it was never about a school for all African Americans. In fact, that's a segregated environment. It is about a gender-based education for boys of any culture, boys of any race. The acute numbers in terms of performance in our public school system just happens to be, but applies largely to African American boys.
Mm-hmm.
So the intent here is to provide a solution set that addresses that acute issue. But for boys of any race, any color, any culture, the school has an open door policy to anyone. As I pointed out earlier at this past school choice initiative, parents of all colors and races approached us about bringing their young men to us for our gender-based education program.
As the new principal, Mr. Williams, that has to be exciting.
Absolutely. We're elated to offer this to the city of Jacksonville. Mainly in the Northwest Quadrant. And just to kind of piggyback a little bit on what Cleve said and what the question was, the geographic location of the school is an area of need. We selected that area mainly because there's 37 schools in that area, and of those 37 schools, 17 of them are low performing. So it just so happens we targeted that area. It happens to be a high African-American area, and mainly because of the low performance, we felt this is where it needs to be to make an exact change.
Where will Valor Academy be located, by the way?
The 32208, 32209 area, more so the Gateway area, northwest quadrant of Jacksonville, northwest.
And Carolyn on the south side's been holding. Hello, Carolyn. Good morning.
Hi. Yes, I have several concerns. One is that charter schools at the moment are not supervised. Once their charter is signed, they're independent of the school board, and that concerns me because we already have about 28 charter schools here, and we never hear anything about how they enroll or how they dismiss. They get the FTEs, but once a child leaves, then that FTE still stays with the charter school. So it drains money from the public schools. My second concern is that Superintendent Beatty tried to get an all-girls STEM magnet program into the public schools under a federal grant and was turned down by the Office of Civil Rights on the federal level. So it seems that there's an unequal playing field here as far as the public schools are concerned. So I'm wondering if this charter school is more willing to have ties to the public school and to be willing to meet the standards that the public school has to meet, that is, all of its mandates. Some of the charter schools are not reporting whether they're taking the FCAT or not, for example, or whether this charter school will also abide by the Common Core, as the public schools are starting out to do.
All right, lots of questions from Carol, and mostly related to the fact that this is a charter school, and of course there's been a lot of discussion about that. So, gentlemen, what about that?
Charter schools are public schools, and they are in fact franchised by the Duval County Public School System. When that franchise occurs, they give you a term sheet that tells you how the intake process works. The open door policy for students, they give you performance measures. So there is complete supervision by the Duval County Public School System.
Principal Williams.
Yes, we have to follow all the procedures and guidelines of every public school. Once we get into contract, we're required to follow Common Core standards. We're required to take the Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test, which is the FCAT.
Or whatever they replace it with.
Whatever they replace it with. Yes, it is up in the air, but yes, we are required to take a state assessment.
And Kathy in San Marco emails the show, I totally get it about the benefits to an at-risk group of juveniles, and I agree this will help steer young African-American males in a positive direction. My question is, what do the girls get? Virtue Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's coming later?
That's coming later. I'll let Tunji speak to that.
We start the girls' school in August 2015, the year after next. It is pretty much geared for the same model to correct some of the ills. One thing Cleve didn't mention, and some of the data is showing, is that only 2 out of 3 girls are graduating on time. And when we say on time, starting in 9th grade and completing a 4-year matriculation, we realize that is an issue in that area, and we intend to correct it by opening that school for the girls as well.
And David tweets the show, will Valor accept special needs students?
Absolutely.
All right, David, there's your answer there. Kizzy in Brunswick, Georgia. Hi, Kizzy. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. My thoughts on the school, I think it's phenomenal for one to even have a school like that coming down this area. I'm currently a resident of Brunswick, Georgia now, but several years ago, I stayed in Jacksonville. And I have 5 kids total, and my second child is my son. And when he started becoming, you know, growing up and becoming a teenager, that was my reason of moving from Jacksonville to a smaller place, which Brunswick is way smaller than Jacksonville, so that he can get more of that focus in. And now I see that Valor will be doing just that. A little bit more focus on the young men, because I know if my son would have stayed there, he would have been in that statistic that wouldn't have graduated high school.
All right, and thanks for the call. Lots of feedback coming in. Let's go down to Clay County. Michelle's on the line. Hey, Michelle, how are you today?
Hi there. I'm fine. I just want to say I think this is a wonderful idea. I used to be a teacher in Duval County. I taught in a high-risk middle school. And I just think that it's so good to really focus on the youth, particularly the young males, that are so at risk in Jacksonville. I know there's a lot of mixed emotions about charter schools. I live in Clay County. We don't really have any, and I see that as a disadvantage of not living in Jacksonville. So I think it's wonderful. I think it's just so good to have them broken out in gender, and I think the uniforms are a fantastic idea. In fact, in South Florida, many, many of the public schools down there have uniforms. Of course, it's not, you know, shirt and tie, but it is a uniformed environment for the kids down there, and they find great success in some of those inner city schools down in South Florida. So kudos to you guys. Prayers for your staff. I hope it's extremely successful.
Michelle,
thank
thanks.
Thank
and you
much.
And you taught in South Florida, yes?
Yes, taught in South Florida. Was also an administrator there where we got the idea for uniforms.
All righty. Ed in San Jose has been holding. Hello, Ed. Happy holiday to you.
Happy to you. What a wonderful idea. I wish you best of luck. I think that what, based on what you're saying, I think you're trying to create not just a great human being in your student, to have to be one, but to be, especially for a young male of the poor community, to be what in the old days used to be called a gentleman.
Yes.
I love the idea of your uniform and your street dress code, which I'm sure also includes grooming. There's one of the wonderful things about that is that you cannot tell the son of a rich family and the son of their maid if you put them in the same uniform with the same clothes. Or in the poor neighborhood, the kid who sells drugs and can afford $200 shoes and the kids who are trying to live a more decent, straight life. You put them in the same, you next to each other, they all look great, they all look equal, and they can concentrate in school, which is also, unfortunately, all of us who are teenagers remember how much time we used to spend worrying about what clothes to wear to school instead of what the homework was. I think also you're going to emphasize the idea that the things like math and science have no color. There's not a black math or a Hispanic math or a yellow math, or it's the same thing goes with science. 1 + 1 = 2, E is equal to MC squared, and okay, no matter what color you are, you need to recognize brilliance. I think you're going to create gentlemen, the type of human beings who are going to lead us in industry, in politics, and in the social affairs of this community. I wish you best of luck, and I think what you're going to do, I hope it spreads around, because it's what we need.
Thank you.
All right, that's Ed. Let's go to Mandarin. Benita's on the line. Hello, Benita.
Good morning. Happy MLK Day.
You too.
I was calling because given the fact that this is Martin Luther King Jr.'s day, how can the creators of this concept, you know, justify that this is furthering the dream of Dr. King by having separate schools? And the other question that I wanted to ask is, when you're looking at the Virtue Academy, that the name of that school just sounds so antiquated, like something that should have been out of the Elizabethan period. Because I'm wondering what kind of, you know, pride or instillment or lesson plans are going to be for the women
okay.
to achieve sure. as far as they can.
All righty. And that's Benita in Mandarin. Benita, thank you for that. Cleve Warren.
Comments are quite interesting. Dr. King's focus, particularly in the dream speech, as we can call it, if we call it that, was about place. It's about the place of African Americans in our society. And that's what Valor Academy and Vassar Academy, Virtue Academy, will be about. It's about helping young men and helping young women eventually to establish their place, the importance that they bring to American society, developing them as young intellectual leaders who are keen at making critical decisions and have the intellectual capacity to be anything they want to be in life and be unafraid to pursue it. That's the kind of educational development we hope to give to every young man and every young lady that comes our way.
And Principal Williams, is it too late for parents to try to register their children to these new schools?
Actually, we just launched our recruitment and our application phase. The doors are open. They can go on the website, valoracademyjax.org, and apply or request interest an interest form, and we'd be glad to send it to them.